This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Go check them out. You will not believe the stuff they keep in stock. Thankfully, I remember when the Aurora shooting happened, there was so much junk coming out of it, coming from my side, coming from the advocacy side, because we didn't know what had happened. And cooler heads have prevailed, and we're still waiting on information to come out. So there are trainers out there that know how to gunfight, and then there's trainers out there that know how to gunfight, know how to teach people how to gunfight, and have studied them meticulously, and I sought out the best. So joining us again for the first time in a while is Massad Ayoub. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good to be here, brother.
Now, when we talked earlier this morning, information was sort of sparse. Have you picked up anything new since we spoke earlier? Are we still talking in generalities right now?
We're still in generalities. They're still processing the evidence. It's a very complicated crime scene. All the people involved are still in the process of putting it together, so it's going to be a while before the rest of us have a full picture of the details and the actual dynamics of the tragedy.
Are we still thinking, I mean, do we think we're going to see a higher kill rate, or is it that going to be from the wounded people? Or I mean,
Several of the people are gravely wounded, and sad. We hope for the best, but it wouldn't surprise me if we lost a few more.
This happened in a gun-free zone. I don't know why it was a gun-free zone. It happened in Orlando, Florida, which is not as nearly as, it's not like Colorado where this sort of thing has happened more often than once. The gun-free zone, when you're out there and when you're talking to people, and you're talking to people that want to defend themselves, what do you tell them about the gun-free zone? How do we avoid the gun-free zone, besides avoiding it altogether? Is that the only way?
Well, for me, it's avoided altogether. Basically, to a predator who preys on humans, the gun-free zone is what a waterhole is to a leopard who's hungry for the taste of antelope. If you look at, this is nothing new. If you go back, into the 90s, you'll see again and again, they pick the one place in the area that they know nobody's going to be able to shoot back.
How is it that they still think this is, I mean, do you ever get out there and are you ever recruited to go and speak to some of these? I'm sure some of these guys think that they're doing the right thing when they get out there and say, well, we need to keep guns from being here because, of course, that creates an unsafe environment. I mean, do you ever get to go out there and talk to them and say, do you know what you're creating here, pal?
The anti-gunners are not willing to debate. A whole lot of them begin with, just the naivete and the superficial symbolism of it all. But I've debated enough of them that, they bring up, oh, the Kellerman study shows you're 41 times more likely to be killed by a gun than to save yourself. And you point out to them, this is, it's taught in colleges as a classic example of junk science, and here's why. And the next time you're debating them, they trot out the exact same line. And you realize they're not looking for truth. They're not looking for public safety. They're looking to serve their chosen agenda.
As far as an agenda is concerned, without us knowing too much about the details of this, one of the things that struck me about this is we've got two Democratic subgroup darlings here, one which hates the other one. We know they in Sharia-compliant places, they don't look upon them too well. And then we have a gun-free zone. Not really a good recipe for peace in our time, is it?
Well, it doesn't appear to be. I think society needs to step back, take a much more pragmatic look at what's going on here, leave the political correctness out of it, and look at the actual dynamics of violence and methods that have a better chance of saving lives.
That's actually a good point. The people that train people to be violent, like I train to be. I don't want to be violent. I like to think of myself as a man of peace, but I also know that in order to lead my preferred pacifistic lifestyle, I better be able to enforce that. And people that do train people to be violent have to be very pragmatic about it, don't they? I mean, it's a very matter-of-fact thing that most of these people that advocate gun-free zones, for example, have no real idea what they're talking about.
That seems to be the case. The people who do the actual protection, whether you're looking at armed forces in macrocosm, domestic law enforcement or executive protection in the microcosm, or the individual armed citizen, what we're looking at is controlled, dispassionate, countervailing violence, sort of like a fire department building a backfire to stop a wildfire. It's not done out of emotion. It's not done out of ego and self-image. It's done by simply recognizing here are how things work. Here is the best way that history shows us we can mitigate this type of damage.
Now, forgive me for delving deep into your past, but I used to read your stuff, at Black Belt Magazine. Bruce Lee, who was a big advocate of self-defense, and he was a very practical martial artist at the time, he advocated a little bit of emotional content to give him a little bit more of an edge as far as bringing his technique to bear. Does that not bear out in a gunfight? Is it better to be a little more dispassionate?
Well, basically, when emotion goes in, reason goes out. That's why the law distinguishes between mere fear and reasonable fear. I call it the fear tightrope. Bare fear, naked panic, never justifies use of force. And the reason is that collective human understanding of the human experience, when panic comes in, when anger comes in, reason goes out. The natural continuum when you're faced with danger is anger once you've recognized the danger. But then the anger has to be channeled into the appropriate dispassionate response. Bradley Steiner, a martial arts writer and gun writer of the past, spoke of fear energy, and I think that was the best concept he ever came up with. Let the fear channel to anger, let the anger channel to a dispassionate response. Now, what the other type of fear that is the necessary ingredient to justify use of deadly force is what the law calls reasonable fear. And people have to understand when we're a society that doesn't like to recognize fear.
Hold that right there, if you will. We're coming up on break. How can they find the writings of Masoud Ayoub?
Basically, I've got probably 15 or 20 books they can get on Amazon. And they can look into the training that we offer at MasoudAyoubGroup.com.
Did you go to the NRA thing?
Not this year.
Okay, I was sending you texts because I wanted to meet you. I had a short list of people I wanted to meet. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. My guest is Masoud Ayoub. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You won't believe what they have in stock. Go check them out. My guest this hour is Massad Ayoub, storied instructor, writer, well-known expert, witness at many, many trials. You know Sean Maloney, don't you?
Name rings a bell. Refresh me.
I think you do some work from time to time for Second Call Defense.
Oh, yeah. Not Second Call Defense, but I know the lawyer you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. He's told me that if I ever shoot anybody and I need a witness, he's going to retain you for me. So.
Bless his heart.
Let me ask you a question. Concealed carry, do you think that would have made a difference in that nightclub?
Yeah, it would have hugely, unfortunately, under Florida law, because the nightclub is a place that makes more than 50% of its income selling alcohol by the drink. It's not legal to carry there. There are other jurisdictions where it might be. That's just part of our crazy, quote, 50-piece patchwork of gun laws in this country.
Right.
Arizona, for example, if you're licensed to carry, you can have your concealed handgun on in the bar. You're just not allowed to partake of alcohol yourself.
Right. We had that in South Carolina for a while, but we now if it's deemed a restaurant, or even if it's deemed a bar, we can have it in there. We just can't drink, so.
Oh, that makes sense. You know, if you certainly we don't want people going out, partying with booze and carrying a gun.
Well, no, I don't want
that. You'd have a designated driver. There's no reason not to have a sober designated protector.
After the Paris attacks, I was reading all of this stuff about somebody did a study and they found out or they figured out that somebody that is uninterrupted in one of these shootings. Sort of the way this guy was once he got done with his initial shootout outside of the club, on average, is going to shoot somebody every 20 seconds. And this guy was stalking people in the bathroom. There was texts being sent out 33 minutes after he made entry into this building. This guy had a lot of time to work, didn't he?
Well, I'm afraid he did. It presented itself as a hostage situation, which is why Orlando PD almost certainly why they did not make entry sooner than they did. Orlando is one of our best trained police departments in terms of both marksmanship and tactics. But the hostage situation is not dealt with the same way as an active killer situation.
So, for a police officer, how in this instance where you sort of got elements of both, don't you? How are they able to make the right? I mean, is it a call? Is a judgment call to say it's a this versus a that, and then that is what shapes policy in the response?
Basically, you have to go with what the courts call the totality of the circumstances. The reports I've seen thus far indicate that as the police response rolled there, it presented itself as a hostage situation. Hostage situation, you don't provoke the guy to kill people. You attempt to negotiate. And that apparently is what ate up most of the controversial 3 hours. In essence, we're just going to have to wait till all the witness accounts and everything get put together in order. As I said, it's going to be a very, very complicated situation.
Is it still a crime scene? Are they still developing it and working through it right now?
Last I knew, they were literally still counting the brass. Don't forget, a lot of shots were fired by the police too.
Yeah, and
have to get the account of everyone who was there, the eyewitnesses, the percipient witnesses, that is, the participants. And basically sort it all out, put it all together before you can truly figure out the timeline and the exact sequence of the events.
This one was the severity of this is beyond the pale, isn't it? I mean, does this sort of change things as far as the way, I mean, given the fact that this guy had some ISIS ties that they're talking about right now, and, you know, despite all what the gun grabbers are saying and everything, in the dispassionate view of what this actually worked out and the mechanics of it and everything, is this going to change the way police look at something like this?
It's hard to say. The Columbine incident created a sea change from the usual stay back, form a perimeter, and wait for SWAT And for many years now, we've had the active response, including solo response, concept that was pioneered by Ron Borsch at the Southeast Area Law Enforcement Academy in Ohio. We've had many cases where the first responding officer rode to the sound of the guns, went in there alone, and ended the thing. And we've had cases where private citizens have been able to do the same. In this situation, if the intelligence the officers had as they arrived indicated it's a hostage situation, not a mass murder in progress, the general protocol is don't go charging in there and give them an excuse to kill the hostages. You do try to buy time. You do negotiate. But that said, we don't, none of us outside Orlando PD and the other investigators know exactly what happened there yet. So none of us really could be Monday morning quarterbacks. Only the players know what happened in that particular game at this point.
Yeah, I had to very heavily resist. I'm glad I got you because I knew that you would slow my roll. Because when the Aurora shooting happened, Gun Owners of America threw all of that to me. So, and of course, that Friday, everything everybody was talking about was incorrect. So I spent all of the next week doing retractions as each little piece would come trickling out. That Friday, as far as I knew, the guy was armored up all the way up to his eyelids. He had armored eyelids and all of these other things and, you know, just walking around. He had flamethrowers in both hands. He was a mess. Turned out not to be that way, of course, but I'm glad. I was very happy to get you. Masada Yub, I have read his stuff for many years. And what is the Backwoods website that you wrote, or do you still write for that one?
Sure. That's backwoodshome.com. And if you go to the main page, which will take you to Backwoods Home Magazine, the home page will also have the blogs listed. I have a blog there, so does Claire Wolf, and so does Jackie Clay.
When we get back, I want to talk to you about the Borsch stopwatch, the stopwatch of death. I'm sure you're very well versed on that. I learned about it for the first time today. My guest is Masada Yub. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is the Lock and Load. The number to get in, the Lock and Load. Yeah, that's me. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. You won't believe the stuff they've got on hand. My guest this hour is Masada Yub. We're not getting into too many specifics about what happened in Orlando. We're just sort of doing an overview. The rapid mass murder stuff from Borsch, for example, Moss, is he came out with something called the stopwatch of death, which is it's as good a term as any of them, but it's interesting some of the things that he took into consideration to get to some of the figures, because there's orders of magnitude for the killings, aren't there, whenever these guys are in there doing their thing.
Well, they generally came to kill as many people as they possibly could to act out their sick fantasies. And they're not going to do it in slow motion. They have to be stopped as soon as possible.
Right.
You'll find in Borsch's research and others, as soon as they start taking fire, almost every time, the murders stop. Survival instinct tells them to cover their own butt and worry about their own life instead of taking the lives of others. And they generally tend to either surrender, as the punk did in the Aurora Theater, or suicide, as a great many of them have, or die in a gunfight with police, as this one did.
Right. Some of his early research indicates that even unarmed people, if they can get on him and start fighting him, that is interrupting and disrupting the attack, and that stops it.
Yeah, that's happened a number of times. Sadly, for whatever reason, it did not happen in this case.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute. One thing that I had never considered, for example, is with the Columbine shooting, that was not really, that was actually a two-man team, which is not normally the way these things work out, is it?
That's correct. That's correct.
98% of the time they're going to be alone.
Yeah, I don't have the exact figure, but it's the great majority do it as lone wolves.
So the stopwatch of death factor, looking at some of these things, now some of these guys had a really, like the Tasmanian shooting, he shot 22 people in 15 seconds, and he had a stopwatch of death factor of 88. That's not normal, is it?
Well, normal is the word I try not to use with this sort of thing. It's
right.
Not necessarily typical. Here in Orlando, you had a very victim-rich environment. And as we've already discussed, they pick environments where there's no one who's going to fight back. It's biology 101. Predators seek helpless prey. They do not seek quarry that has fang and claws.
Well, I mean, and, you know, just me thinking about this, in my world in which I exist, I can't imagine being that lulled into a false sense of security where I would go into a situation like that. They had armed security, though, and I mean, for me, that's one of my things about where I get out there and say, well, are you taking responsibility for my safety if you're disarming me to go in here? That was a failure, just like it was in Columbine.
They did. At the same time, the armed security was in the form of uniformed police working additional duty. So they were identifiable to the perpetrator. If the perpetrator knows where these speed bumps are, he can drive around the speed bumps.
Is that now for a while?
Had it been legal for a few people to be in there with concealed handguns, of the hundreds of people there in Pulse in the nightclub, he would not have known which one had a gun. And it would have been no trick for somebody to put a bullet between his eyes as soon as the gunfire started. Sadly, the way it worked out in the gun-free zone, there was no one who could do that.
Yeah. Is it like if LEO are going to work at one of these functions, is it required that they be in uniform? Wouldn't it be smarter for them not to be?
Well, they normally are in uniform. The reason being, when you're working security at a club where alcohol is being served, you're far more likely to have to break up a fight or something like that. And you want the person doing that to be readily identifiable as an authority figure. That's why bouncers in clubs today will generally have a T-shirt or something that says on it very conspicuously security.
Right.
So it doesn't create the illusion that they're just another bar fighter if things go physical. So I can certainly understand why the officer would be in uniform. And the other thing, of course, is what the law calls constitutional authority. The visible presence of the uniformed police officer often tends to keep trouble from happening to begin with.
Except in the D.C. Naval Yard, Alexio, whatever his name was, I can't remember his name now.
Well, he went directly to security. He killed a security guard, took the guard's Beretta M9.
So the uniform is sort of a dual-bladed or dual-edged blade.
Well, it's going to be if you have a guy there who came to kill, the uniform security is basically going to be the first bullet magnet. And that appears to be the way it worked out here.
Do we know did any LEO, I saw where one LEO took one to the helmet. Are all those guys okay?
One report indicates one of the first officers to engage him was wounded. I have not seen the confirmation on that yet. Again, we're getting so many mixed reports.
Right.
As we all know, breaking news tends to often be broken news.
That's true. That's true. Is there some change that strategic change, tactical change that these guys could do to try to do both, have both qualities when they're doing this kind of work, to where they can be both conspicuous and inconspicuous, to where should something like this erupt, they sort of can pop out of nowhere? I mean, is that a pipe dream?
You need to have multiple personnel. A lone officer can't be a chameleon and do both.
Right.
Because mass murder is still a relatively unusual thing when you look at our population and all that. A whole lot of establishments are not going to see the likelihood of an event like this happening as warranting the expense of plainclothes and uniform security.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because it is that rare. That's the thing that they have to get out there and consider, because the bean counters are going to look at it and say, well, it's such a rare occurrence. But at the same time, there's other factors that I want to bring up in the last segment, if you have time to stick around for that.
To put it in perspective, though, it's still rare enough an occurrence that if you look at it, since it happened, CNN has had nothing else on. It's been Orlando shooting 24/7 all the time. Yeah, that gives you an idea just how unusual a situation like this really is.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that part of it as well. My guest this hour is Massad Ayoub. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio.
This is Lock and Load.
Only a professional can cough and you not hear that. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly, you cannot believe what they have. My guest this hour is Massad Ayoub. Mas, I'm being told to extend best regards of Dr. John Adeen of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership.
Wonderful man. Tell him I said hi. He's a very strong voice for logic and reason.
He's hearing you right now. He's in the chat room. He says he'll see you in July at Firearms Academy of Seattle.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to meet him at the NRA meetup. Dr. John, I like the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership because they're just as dispassionate and fact-based as you are to a certain degree.
Well,
you were talking about
research.
Yeah. You were talking about how on CNN this is all they're playing. How much does that actually, you hear all the time about the copycats. Except I've never heard anybody actually do that, and then I've never heard anybody say, well, we're attributing this one to James Holmes. I've never heard that. Why is it because there's so little else going on that this is a great story for them and gins up their ratings? Is it the macabre? We just can't stand to not look at the car wreck on the side of the road?
Well, if it bleeds, it leads. It's an unusual thing. It's a horrendous thing. It captures the attention and the imagination, so it's news. And we all have to remember there are other sick, thwarted losers out there that look at something like this and say, okay, if I do that, then my face is going to be all over TV. I mean, my God, remember when the two Columbine killers' faces were on the covers of Time magazine? And they see themselves as going out in a blaze of glory, and I think it does encourage them. That's why so many of us generally, except for research purposes, try not to even use these monsters' names. Well, let them die in ignominious anonymity.
Right. I only use their names because I can't stand when they get out there and blame the inanimate object. And they don't ever, I mean, the gun grabbers don't use their names either. They're always talking about the gun. I mean, right now they're talking about the AR-15 that he used, and my information is that it's a SIG MPX, which is definitely technically a different animal than an AR-15, but for the gun grabbers, it's all about Xerox terms, and I just, you know, I look at this news thing, bleeding and leading. I just think that sort of gins all of that up. I mean, from a standpoint of what you research and look into, how many people actually find inspiration to want to do this kind of horrendous act?
Oh, it's absolutely clear. The young monster who did the Sandy Hook atrocity had spreadsheets on his computer that he had spent months and months studying mass murderers, and it was clear from the artifacts he left behind that his sole purpose was to establish a new record of kill count. If this one was not seeking publicity, why would he call 911 and say that he's doing it for ISIS and the caliphate?
One interesting thing that I saw that I can't help but make the contrast. In Garland, Texas, you had a traffic cop who obviously knew how to use his handgun well that took on two rifle-wielding, another two-man team showed up. He dealt with that, and I guess was the difference the fact that hits do matter, and he was getting hits where these guys, this guy got away unscathed and had somewhere to get into and get some cover.
He rode to the sound of the guns. He used an ordinary service pistol, a Glock 21 45 caliber, and put the two of them down with zero innocent fatalities. They were able to put a wound on one unarmed security guard who was present, and that was just when they opened fire. The officer intervened and instantly stopped the casualties right there, but put the two of them on the ground.
Was that an extraordinary event, or is that?
No, that sort of thing has happened before. We had a young man named Miley up in the Oregon also,
yeah,
thing a few years ago. The killer has opened fire in a mall. He sees this young 22-year-old kid who's got a concealed carry permit draw a Glock 22 40 caliber pistol and level it at him. And the guy turned and ran through an employee's only door, ran down an interior hall, and promptly ate his gun. And the killing stopped right there. He had no stomach for facing an armed man. The Sandy Hook monsters, he's fine killing helpless adults. He's fine killing, God help us, 20 helpless innocent children. And as soon as the police pull up, he eats his gun. That's the sort of low-life animal that we're dealing with here.
Yeah. A seeker of fame, I guess. I don't know.
There's certainly notoriety.
Yes. Yes. So this will not cause any sort of a sea change, you think? One thing I was going to ask you, would it be better to, since we're talking in saving money here and everything, and would it have been better to have one cop on the outside and one cop on the inside? I would have to guess, obviously.
I do not know exactly how that was laid out, so I can't address that. I don't
right.
have the details on that. I'm not sure anyone outside the investigation does at this point.
So it's all well, I don't want to. Yeah, I've learned my lesson, Moss. I don't like being part of conjecture. I really do not. So I'm not going to go that route. You're on the road. Where are you doing something? Are you doing some training somewhere out there in the wild?
Traveling between classes. We just did a class in New Jersey and one in Saratoga Springs, New York. Right now we're in Niagara Falls, and we're heading down to Ohio to do a class there that begins Thursday through Sunday.
New Jersey and New York State. You and John Farnham, you guys go places that I would never go. I guess you can, though. John Farnham, I was talking to him one time, and he's like, yeah, I've got to go do a class in New Jersey, so I can't come on your show that day. I was like, New Jersey? Who are you training in New Jersey? But I know there's gun owners in New Jersey. It's just not like it is in the rest of the United States.
Places.
Yeah.
We try to get behind enemy lines as it were, and support the partisans.
The partisans. I want to thank you for taking I called Moss earlier today before you started traveling, right? You were about to start traveling.
Yeah, we leave the hotel in Saratoga.
And he was kind enough to come on with me in this short notice. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir. We will be back in touch as soon as some more specifics come out. If you want to make some calls on that one, that would be very well received.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do what I can, and thank you for getting the truth out there to the listeners.
Best I can. I do not want to give way to conjecture. Thank you, sir.
Take care, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm reading everything that's in the chat room, and I have heard about the multiple shooters myself. It's still under development, I guess. I don't know. We'll find out. This was a horrendous 3 hours. And because somebody like me and you was not present in this club, it went the whole 3 hours. And a bunch of people that don't think the way you and I do, that don't look with a suspicious look or a suspicious air at some people, they were just out having a good time. That's all they were prepared to do. And then when this demon, this radical Islamist demon came in, it was a bunch of fish in the barrel. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. Tomorrow night, Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. We'll know more tomorrow night. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.